Mark chapter 3, verse 27. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. That's what I had to read to you in your hearing. I don't guess I've ever used this scripture. We'll read it one more time. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So we thought sure all week that we would go somewhere else to another scripture, and about 4:30 or 5 o'clock this morning, the Lord laid this little thought on our heart. So we've got to go with what he gives us. But I guess if we had a thought or a text, it would be, what has you bound? And we all have things, if we're not very careful, can get us in a bind, naturally, spiritually. Now you pray for just a few minutes. We read over in Judges, I think it's about chapter 14, beginning about chapter 14, about a man named Manoah and his wife. She was barren, and an angel spoke to them and promised them a child. And he told Manoah's wife not to take any strong drink or anything of that nature, that this child was going to be a Nazarite from the womb up. A Nazarite is somebody that's totally dedicated to the Lord. And young folks, let me let you in on a little clue. You may think that your parents want you to get married, or they want you to make $1 million. Or let me tell you how to please your mom and dad. Be totally dedicated to the Lord.
Amen.
There's nothing better you can do with your life than to give it totally to the Lord.
Amen.
All right. So they named the lad Samson, and we read how the Spirit began to move on Samson, and you Christians know that Samson was considered a strong man. Not because he worked out or not because he had great muscles. Let me tell you how he was strong. We read where he went down, I believe it was to Timnath, and he saw a lion, and the lion roared against him. And if it had just been Samson and the lion, Samson would have went down. But the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. You want to know where your real strength lies? It's in having the Spirit in your life. It's in having the power of God in your life and knowing. Now, I can go on. Let's just go to another spot for just a thought. Remember the little lad David? And Goliath? Goliath was a mighty man, 9 feet tall. The weight of the chainmail that he wore was 120 pounds. And he had never been defeated. And David was just a little shepherd boy. And this is what David had to say when Goliath bellowed and threatened. Goliath said, "I'll feed your carcass to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." He laughed at him. He said, "Am I a dog that you'd send such as this out for me to fight?" In other words, I asked for a man, and here you have sent a little old bitty boy.
Amen. Bless
the
Lord.
And even Saul doubted him, didn't he?
Yes.
But David had this to say. He knew he'd never beat Goliath by himself. So he said, "The battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into my hand." And I read where Paul said, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Now let's get back down there to the man Samson. The lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he destroyed the lion with his bare hand. You'd never reach and grab a hold of one, would you? You'd run from it. You'd hide from it. But here in the
Now listen, what's the Bible say about the lion? Let's cover that too. It says the devil go about to and fro as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the scripture teaches me and you that we are to flee from the very presence of evil. I've heard people make that ignorant remark. I'd like to give the devil a black eye. That's against the scripture. You're supposed to flee. You're supposed to resist. But Samson, the power of God was on him so badly, he was able to destroy the lion.
Pray on for just a few minutes. I'll try my best to hurry.
Bless him.
We read where he went back a few days later. And you know what was inside the carcass of that lion?
Honey.
There was some honey in there. When the Lord brings victory, it brings sweetness.
Amen.
Yes. All right, Samson. The Lord's really using you. You really got the power of God in your life. You're able to do some mighty things. And we read where that he took that honey and he made a wager with his fiancée and her family about a riddle that he gave them. And she begged him to answer and then told the men that he made the bet with. And he had to pay off, so he went down and he slew some men and took their garments and paid the bet off. And that crew sent down about 3,000 men, and his own people, Samson's own people, said, "We've come, and we've not come to destroy you. We've come to bind you and turn you over because we don't want any harm to come to our own families." He said, "Well enough," and he went down, and they bound him. And he went down there where the 3,000 were, and the power of God came on him mightily, and the bindings that they had on Samson fell aside as if they had been burned with fire, just fell off of him, and he picked up the jawbone of a donkey, and he slew 1,000 men with that jawbone. Now I remember a movie about a certain ridge over there in World War II in Japan where a soldier killed many men, but I've never read where a single soldier killed 1,000 besides the man Samson. And you know how he did it? He didn't do it on his own. God was with him, and the power of God was in his life. And you may have been here and you may have been in a battle. You know what Samson had to do after he was in the battle? He needed to be revived, didn't he? So the Lord clayed a hollow place in that jawbone and put water in there. And Samson drank the water that God provided and he was revived.
Amen.
Use what the Lord will give you.
Yeah.
All right, and you'll stay strong.
Amen.
But that's not the text I gave you, is it? What's got you bound? What's got you tied down?
Bless him, Lord.
What's got you down? Listen, this is what God told Adam and Eve and Satan in the garden. He said that the serpent would bruise the seed's heel.
Yes.
And the seed would bruise the serpent's head. I've got news for you. Satan's not going to let up. So the Lord has blessed you, gave you some health this week.
Yes, he did.
Satan don't care.
Amen.
He's still going to be right on. He don't want you to go sing. Did you know that?
That's true.
He don't want you to praise the Lord. He don't want you to lift up the name of the Lord. But I'm telling you, we've got a great. Thank you, Lord. Greater is he.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
What's got you bound? Now, I'm not going to go all through the story of Samson, but I am going to get down to the part where he laid with Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he'd been bound before. He had been bound to a gate, and he just picked the whole thing up and walked off. There's instances all through the Bible where Satan has tried to bind God's children, and it didn't do a bit of good.
Remember the three Hebrew children?
Yeah.
Were they not bound and thrown over into the burning fiery furnace?
Yes.
They're done. That's it for them men. We won't be seeing them again. They bound them up, threw them in there. That was all of it. No, read your Bible. You know how they became unbound? You know how they survived the burning fiery furnace? You know how? They were able to walk out, and even the hair on their head wouldn't singe. Now, we've got a gas grill. Have you ever lit one? You ever got your face too close and too much gas in there? It'll go whoo, and there go your eyebrows. They're gone. These men had all their eyebrows, their facial hair.
Yeah.
Their clothes wouldn't even burn.
Right.
Not even a smell of smoke.
Didn't even smell like smoke.
No.
How could that be?
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
And the king looked over in there, and Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, "Did we not cast forth three in? For lo, I see four. And the fourth is like to the Son of Man." Now let's go to the New Testament. Who was in there with them? It was Jesus. And if the Son shall make you free, you're free indeed.
Praise the
Lord.
That's good.
Samson. For every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed, and when lust is conceived, yeah, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death.
Yeah.
Is that talking to the fellow down at the beer joint? No. That's talking to me. That's talking to you.
Yeah.
Because the last verse in that passage says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren."
Yeah.
Satan knows he can't get you.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
So he's going to do everything he can to kill every bit of influence you've got.
Mm-hmm.
To make you look foolish to everybody you know and look like a failure to this world.
Yeah.
He don't want you to have one bit of positive influence on anybody for fear that you'll win them and he'll lose their soul too.
Yeah, that's right.
Bless him, Lord.
So Samson was tempted. She coddled him and she babied him. This is just me thinking. And she said, "Tell me, Samson, where your strength lies." Every man is tempted. Well, preacher, that wouldn't work on me. Then you don't believe the King James Version Bible. Because Satan's got a way of getting to you too. He said, "If they bind me with seven green wreaths, then my strength will be gone. I'll be like any other man." And so she bound him up and yelled, "Samson, the Philistines be on thee." And they just fell away, and he went out, was just as strong as he has always been.
Bless him, Lord.
She said, "Samson, surely you didn't tell me right." He said, "Well, have them bind me with new ropes." New ropes. So they tied him up with new ropes. And she announced the Philistines were there. And the ropes just fell away. But I want you to notice what comes next. The longer Samson hang out with Delilah, the weaker he got.
Yes.
"Just tell me, Samson." She said, he said, "If you take my hair and you weave it, then I won't have any strength." And so she took his hair and she wove it around. And she said, "Samson, the Philistines be upon thee." And he got up again. She said, "You've lied to me." You see,
Three times. We have the old saying, three strikes and you're out. Yeah. Satan don't believe in that. Right. He's just going to keep on coming.
That's right.
Amen. And she just kept on and kept on and kept on until he told her all his heart. He said, a razor has never touched my heart. And I want to preach this to you. His hair was no different than mine. His hair was no different than yours. The strength wasn't in his hair. The hair was solely to show his dedication unto the Lord. His strength was in the power of God that he had in his life. And when you lay down with Satan, bye-bye, spirit.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, power.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep. And they shaved his head. And here's the sad part. She announced, said, Saps, the Philistines be upon thee. And he got up and he shook himself as he did at other times and wist not that the Spirit of God had departed from it.
Amen.
If you're not very careful, laying your head in the lap of the devil, amen, you'll be so bowed down, the Spirit will lead you.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, the worst feeling a Christian can have is to have the circumstance where you can no longer feel the power of God.
So they took him and they poked his eyes out, lost his vision, and they took him down there to the prison house and they put him down there to grind the corn into meal. And he walked around and around and around. Have you ever felt like that's all you were doing? Day after day after day, getting nowhere. And here's the scripture that has hope. But his hair began to grow.
Amen.
Just cause Satan's got you down now, don't give up.
Amen.
Right. Don't give in. Amen. Don't quit.
No.
Don't say it's not worth it.
Praise.
Don't say nobody cares. The same God that saved you loves you. And he's there. Let's take a look at Jonah. He had something binding him, didn't he? He was afraid of those people at Nineveh. So he paid the fire, got on a ship toward Tarsus, sailing in the wrong direction. Have you ever been headed in the wrong direction? Oh, but somebody needed to hear the gospel down at Nineveh. So God made a way. He was down there, and Jonah, we hear him say, out of the belly of hell, cried I. And whenever he promised to pay his vows and say salvation is of the Lord, the whale vomited him out on dry ground. And he wasted no time. He made a 3-day journey in one day. And he preached what God had him to preach. And had results. I'm not worried, my God, about the word of God returning void. Jesus is going to save.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
When Jonah repented, he was set free, wasn't he?
Amen.
What are you waiting on?
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah, come on.
How long has it been since you felt the power of God? Take inventory. How long has it been since a tear has rolled down your cheek? Now, folks, if we can't feel the power of God, we are not okay.
Amen.
If we can't feel the power of God, we are not where we need to be with.
That's right.
A woman had an infirmity of 18 years.
Bless him.
And she was burdened. And she was troubled. She couldn't even straighten up.
No.
Till she met a man named Jesus.
Yes.
And he said, "Woman, be thou loosed from thy infirmity." And she was healed from that very hour. She was bound down by sickness. Have you ever been there, been discouraged?
Yes.
Couldn't get rid of something. Might have been COVID, might have been cancer. I don't know what it was, but it just seemed like Satan just had you discouraged and down and all. Just felt like you couldn't hardly put one foot in front of the other. But when you get to Jesus, he can set you free.
Amen.
You'll break that chain.
Yes.
I thought, while you sung the song, just so good. It goes right along with this tonight. Oh. What's got you bound? What's got you troubled? What's got you down? Let's go to John 14, verse 1. The first word in the first verse of chapter 14 says this: let. I can't get past that. Because most of the problems I have that bind me, I've let them happen. It wasn't God sent that to me. It was because my flesh was weak. Let not your heart be troubled. You just don't know what I'm going through. I've never been down this valley before. This darkness all around me. It's been days since I've seen the sunshine, preacher. You just don't know. Let not your heart be troubled. Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Now let's be careful right here. I believe there is a God. You do well. Even the devils believe and tremble. That's not enough. That's not enough. I believe we need to love everybody. I believe we need to be good to folks that don't believe the same way we do. But when it comes to getting from earth to glory, there is only one way.
Amen.
And that's the man Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let. Have you let us? You know how Satan bothers us? We open this ear and we open this ear and we invite him in.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Ye believe in God. Here's the next part. Believe also in me.
Yeah.
Who is that? It's not Mike. Oh, Mike can't help you. I could say some encouraging words. I could hug your neck. I could shake your hand. But I can't solve your problem. But I know a man who can.
Right.
I know a man. He created the moon and the stars. He hung the sun in the sky. He said the earth was full of void and darkness. And he said, let there be light. And then after he created it all, he said it was good. And then he took a handful of dust, of worthless dust, of a nothing, of no value whatsoever, and he made it in his image and in his likeness, and then he put his hands on it. And guess where they're at today? They're still all over me and you. I'm telling you, oh, I've heard people try to justify their behavior with that verse over there and saw in Isaiah chapter 46 about how our image was graven on his hands. You know why? Because he's got his hands all over us. He's still like the little song, make me what I ought to be. I need some straightening out every once in a while. I'm a sorry somebody. I'm one of his sorriest children that he ever had the courage to make. So I need correction. I need to be molded. I need to be made in his image and in his likeness. And my desire and your desire should be to be more like him every day.
Yes, that's good.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Thank you, Lord.
What's got you bound?
Yeah. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Let's go one morning. I'm done. I mentioned earlier, there was a time when Satan appeared before the Lord, didn't he?
Amen.
And the Lord asked him where he'd been. He said, I've been going up and down to and from the earth, seeking whom I may devour.
Amen.
And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job, a perfect and an upright man that feareth God and escheweth evil? He didn't say, have you considered my servant Mike? But he had confidence in Job because he knew what kind of man Job was.
Help
him, Lord.
And this is Satan's response. I can't get to him.
Yeah.
I can't touch him. There's a hedge about him.
Come on now.
Let me tell you how that hedge got to be there. Every morning, Job prayed and he made sacrifice. And he not only prayed for himself, he prayed for his children. And he made sacrifice on their behalf just in case they were tempted. I can't even touch him. There's a hedge about him. Now I read in the New Testament that God is no respecter of person. I believe this with all my heart. If we've got a desire to live in the center of God's will, and we've got a desire to please Him and to live a godly Christian life, the hedge can be around me and you as well.
Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
But you know what happens? You've heard the saying. We let the hedge down. And we invite Satan to come right on in. And then the next thing you know, we're all bound up. We're all bound up. You love Dutch Bottoms? This coming fourth Sunday night, we're having the Dutch Bottoms singers to sing. And we got some good singers. And I'm glad that we've got this. We've got singers that love everybody.
Amen.
They love each other.
Yes.
They can sing by themselves. They can sing together. Yep. They really don't care as long as the Lord comes by.
Amen.
And blesses.
Amen.
You know what Satan would love to do? Preachers, you know what he'd love to do to us? He'd like to plant just a little seed of jealousy where we would have ought against one another and we couldn't hug each other's neck, where we couldn't pray for one another. He's not pleased. Now, I'm not saying we're perfect because we're far from it. I believe if we were where we needed to be, we'd see people saved, don't you? I want you to pray for our church. I appreciate Gary. Every service, he requests prayer for our church.
Amen.
And I want you to take that seriously.
Amen.
I want you to pray for our church.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have sinners every time the church bell rings. And what a shame it is for them to walk out the door still lost and undone without God. Remember the woman at the well? She was bound. I promise you, this is my last stop.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
She was bound. She had been married and divorced 5 times, and the man she was living with wasn't her own.
That's right.
She had a problem. She had an adultery problem. There is such a thing? Yes, there is. It's still a sin.
Bless him, Lord.
Until she met the final man she'd ever need.
Amen.
She was bound by that.
Yes.
Ruined her reputation, no doubt.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only thing that had a hold of her. Religion had a hold of her. She said, our fathers say in this mountain is where we ought to worship. But ye say Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. But Jesus didn't say either, did he? He said the time has come and now is that the Father seeketh somebody to worship him in spirit and in truth. How do you get that strength? With the Spirit. She came down to the well, a bound woman, and left free.
Amen.
She went running. I got saved, and Daddy said, you want to tell somebody? Of course I did. The best thing that ever happened to me just happened.
Amen, preacher.
I had to tell somebody that Jesus had saved my soul with a heart that believes in the righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. That whosoever believes on him, not be ashamed. It ought to be the first person. It ought to be the first thing we tell somebody is to say, guess what? I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
She had been made free and everybody noticed. Those people that had gossiped about her being a loose woman said, I got to hear this for myself. Those people that had gossiped about her chasing all these men had said, I've got to hear what this man has to say. If he's made such a change in her, surely he can do something for me.
Amen.
And I got to cover this. They went to hear him because of her testimony. Because they said this. They said, we don't believe just because you said it. We've heard him ourselves. And we believe because we heard him.
That's right.
But I want you to know, her testimony played an integral part in this story. Mm-hmm. If she hadn't opened her mouth, they'd have heard it. Don't depend on me to witness to your sinner. You take what you got, and you tell them how good God's been to you.
Amen.
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 How you feeling? Are you bound?
Guilty.
How long has it been since you shed a tear for the Lord? I'm not talking about that grandma stuff. My grandma died. Bless my poor old heart. That's the grandma. You heard those grandma testimonies before?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, thank God I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm saved. As we talked about Sunday morning, I'm redeemed.
Amen.
I'm talking about not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy.
Amen.
How long has it been?
Bless him, Lord.
Since you felt the power of God?
Amen.
How long has it been? I've been there a time or two, been just so broken and so down. And I just had to crawl off somewhere. Pray in secret. And he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Amen.
If the world from you withholds all its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fire, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord. Let's not forget that part.
That's right.
Don't pick it back up.
That's right.
Leave it with
him. Amen.
I've been there. I've been broken. Just had to crawl off and talk to him.
Amen.
And when I did that, I didn't go through my litany of words. My little habitual prayer. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do that too. But you're not prayed until he talks back to you.
That's right.
You see, prayer is a conversation.
And you know you've prayed when you talk to him and he talks to you. He's nigh to them that are, this is how you do it. He's nigh to them that are of a broken heart. If you go to him and I'm doing okay, you're probably not going to hear from him. You need to be broken when you talk to him. The things that trouble you, trouble him.
Praise the Lord.
Are you bound? Have you let Satan slide right in? Now you just can't feel a thing. Let me tell you something. I hear your testimonies. I hear your requests. Nearly every family in this church tonight has loved ones they'd like to see saved. They'd like to see praising the Lord one more time. You can't help them without the Spirit. You can't witness to them if you're bound up and there's separation between you and God. There is a difference between me fussing, saying, now you know you need to be in church.
Yeah.
And me saying, I love you. I'm praying for you.
Yes.
Would you please come to church with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You see, without the love and the Spirit, it's just not going to do any good.
Amen.
And if you want the Spirit, let's get this. Bodily exercise profiteth little. I have no trouble believing that part. But the other part's the one I have trouble with. But let us exercise ourselves rather unto godliness. That's praying. That's reading my Bible.
Amen.
That's talking to the Lord. That's listening to the gospel. That's praising him whenever he gives me the opportunity. That's the spiritual exercise that we need to be doing.
Yeah.
Without it, I can't see your children saved.
Yeah.
Without it, you won't see your children saved.
True.
Which is more important, seeing 300 in the sanctuary Sunday morning or seeing one soul saying Jesus saved?
Amen.
What do we value? What do we appreciate more? We can have 1,000 and have no God and have no church. What's keeping you from getting there? I can't tell you. And you can't tell me what my problem is, but God knows. He already knows you've not hid it from me. He already knows. Are you bound down? Are you weak? You can't go, the robber, the thief, can't come into your house, can't come into your heart, can't come into your life and steal your joy unless you're bound down. If you've let yourself be bound, then Satan's going to make you miserable. That's the only thing I can tell you. You need to pray. The Lord can set you free. And if the Son has made you free, then you're free indeed.